I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is a Top 5 Countdown. We're spotlighting the five most popular songs in the Billboard magazine Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending November 2nd, 2013. No newcomers means one thing. If you liked last week's show, you're going to love this week's lineup. Let's open in fifth place where Drake and Majid Jordan stay put with Hold On, We're Going Home. Who is Majid Jordan? I'll have details after the song.
Just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, we're going home.
Drake and Majid Jordan stay in fifth place with Hold On, We're Going Home. Majid Jordan isn't a person, it's two people. The duo of Majid Al-Maskati and Jordan Ullman hails from Canada, just like Drake. They met while studying at the University of Toronto and released their first EP as Good People. They're currently signed to Drake's record label, OVO Sound. Spending another week in fourth place is Avicii, who criticizes a musical genre he helped popularize. I'll have more after Wake Me Up.
Wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser in the morning. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Avicii holds steady at number four with his global hit Wake Me Up. Despite being one of the biggest stars in EDM, or electronic dance music, this Swedish DJ feels the genre has gotten stale and predictable. He feels Wake Me Up helped shake things up with its country influences, but admits the song drew some hostile reactions at first. Well, Miley Cyrus is in a sharing mood, having traded places with Katy Perry over the past couple weeks. This time, Wrecking Ball falls a slot to number three. Miley says she's a musical outlaw. Details are on the way.
I came in like the wrecking ball. I never hit the hard in love. All I wanted was to break you up. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me.
Miley Cyrus flips a slot to third place with her former chart topper, Wrecking Ball. Speaking in the December edition of Cosmopolitan magazine, Miley says although she's enjoying her fame, she sees herself as an underdog and believes society wants to shut her down. Our second place artist has a few things to say about singers who adopt risque approaches. Katy Perry speaks after Roar.
I got the eye of the tiger.
Week for Katy Perry as Roar regains a slot in second place. Speaking with National Public Radio, Katy says female pop stars need to stop getting naked so much. Now, Katy admits she herself has gone that route, but feels it should be used more selectively. Lorde would agree. The 16-year-old tries to strictly regulate her image. She spends a fourth big week atop the Hot 100 chart with Royals.
And we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee.
And maybe I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
Lorde holds at number one for a fourth week with Royals. And the young singer is proving her music travels well. She's also topped charts in her native New Zealand, along with Canada, Ireland, Scotland, and the United Kingdom. Is a fifth week in the cards for Lorde? We'll find out soon enough. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.